I've got 10 pounds to lose before I hit 200 pounds lost, and I think it's about time that I started to say,
I'm losing it!
Yes, this is I'm Losing It, and I am Brian Kroc, here to bring you the great stories of my life and how I am losing things, like weight, like 10 pounds that I plan to lose over the next month. Yes, that is exactly what I am trying to do over this next month. Before June 22nd, I would like to hit 200 pounds lost. And as of this last week, I was 10 pounds away. And so I was sitting there and I was chatting with Jessica and was thinking, you know what? I should challenge myself to actually lose those 10 pounds and actually set a goal for once in my life as far as losing weight is concerned and actually stick to it and lose these 10 pounds. Jessica then was like, hey, let's drag other people into this too.
Well, first I was like, hi, by the way, I'm here. I was like, why don't I also lose 10 pounds? Because I'm at 160 right now, which puts me at 125 pounds lost, and I'd like to get to 150 by June 22nd. But did you tell him why June 22nd was so special?
June 22nd is the day that we started our potato diet and kicked off this entire weight loss journey. It's also a very important day for Jessica and I. Jessica,
yes,
please tell them why.
I forgot. Is it 13 years? I think 13 years ago this year is when we first started dating, and June 22nd was our anniversary of when we started dating.
Yes.
But 2 years ago is when we started this whole food plant-based weight loss adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And you started out at what weight?
514.4 pounds.
So what is your current weight?
My current weight is, last time I checked was, 324.6.
So you're trying to get down to
314.4.
Yes. So I think you can do it, and I think it'd be absolutely awesome. And someone actually pointed out on, we put up a YouTube video on our Crocs in the Kitchen YouTube channel yesterday, and someone actually pointed out that you will be losing 200 pounds in 2 years on June 22nd, 2020. That's a lot of twos and zeros.
That is a lot of twos and zeros. But the sad part is that I probably should have hit 200 pounds lost a while ago. Because from June 22nd, 2018 to June 22nd, 2019, I essentially lost 160 pounds. And from 2019 to now 2020, I will have lost an additional 40 pounds. And I honestly, I should have hit 200 pounds lost a while ago. I should have. But
yeah, that's probably true.
We went on vacations and we ate bad. And, you know, Jessica had her slip ups and stuff like that. And I mean, that didn't necessarily affect me that much. But, you know, it's one of those things where I wasn't as strict with things. We were doing a lot of experimenting with recipes and stuff. And like a lot of the stuff that we make isn't like things that we would typically eat a lot of. You know, it's like, yeah, I make tofu, but if I make tofu 3 or 4 times in a week, that's a lot of tofu for us to eat when we normally eat it like maybe once a week.
I think you said it right. I think you said it on the video yesterday that we kind of got into more of like maintenance mode.
Yes.
Instead of weight loss mode.
Yes.
And so in the last 2+ months since we've been in quarantine mode, we have definitely gotten back into weight loss mode.
Absolutely.
And been a little bit more strict with things. So are we going to tell them how we're planning? So we're each planning on losing 10 pounds in the
yes.
next, like, well, a little bit less than a month now, by June 22nd. And so what's your plan? Like, what's your game plan for doing that?
So I am going back to the tried and true that we followed before, and that is well, stricter than what we have been doing, and that is essentially following the 6-week plan from Eat to Live. And just, you know, a lot of leafy green vegetables, a lot of cruciferous vegetables, not a lot of starchy stuff, and very, very little things that have fat in them. Right?
Yeah, so if you have not read Eat to Live, there is kind of just a little one-sheet guideline of different things that you can eat unlimited amounts of, things you need to restrict, and then things that you need to avoid altogether. So that's kind of what we've been doing for most, you know, the rough guideline. We've definitely not stuck with it 100%, and we've kind of adapted it to our, you know, what works for us. But I think that's what we've kind of, we've had the most success with.
Yes. Now, the other thing, too, is that every single time that we've done a Mary's Mini, you know, which was for 10 days, I've lost more than 10 pounds. Now, I could easily do another Mary's Mini and drop the weight fairly quickly. There's a couple of different issues that I have with this. One, every single time that I've done that, I generally will gain the weight back, like, over the next week. Not the whole weight.
That's not really true.
Not the whole weight. I meant, like, half the weight. So I'll gain a couple pounds back. And it's just because, like, of the, I start eating more food when I'm not eating, like, on that diet.
I don't think it's necessarily even that we've gained weight back after doing Mary's Mini. It's more just that us transitioning back into our normal diet from Mary's Mini has been kind of difficult. And then it's just, you know, not been a seamless transition.
Yes. The point that I was literally just about to say, and Jessica interrupted it. Interrupted me there, is yes, every single time that I've done a Mary's Mini, it has been difficult to go back to the other way of eating that we normally do. It's, I don't know if it's a psychological thing for me, but every time I've done it, it's been difficult because I don't know. I'm eating all the other stuff that we would normally eat. Like, I'll eat the same amount of chili, I'll eat a salad, and it's like, it's just, it doesn't, I don't know. It just doesn't hit me the same way anymore, and it becomes really, really annoying. And so I don't want to do another Mary's Mini to try and drop this weight and then just put myself in a worse position after the fact.
And if you guys don't know what a Mary's Mini is, we have plenty of videos on our YouTube channel, so we can link to the playlist of those so you can check it out. But I think that the problem is always that it's the starch thing. So Mary's Mini is all starch, a lot of starch,
yeah,
and, you know, other vegetables to accent it, but mainly your main starch, and we're not used to eating that much starchy vegetables.
Yeah, and so when we eat a massive amount of starches and then go back to the non-starchy way of eating, it's really rough, actually, for what we do. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny because I know people have talked about the Mary's Mini thing and, like, like, sometimes they say it's, you know, it's difficult to stick to or whatever. And it's like, well, I mean, you should try doing, like, the six-week plan. It's apparently far harder to do than Mary's Mini.
Well, I think Mary's Mini is easy to stick to for us just because we've done the plain potato
thing. It's kind
of
indulgent, too,
you know? And so, yeah, it for us, actually, it is kind of indulgent because they don't care as much about, like, the salt, the different condiments that we normally don't really use a whole lot of, and, like, just it's just different.
And I've talked about that before on some of the stuff online because people have posted in different groups, you know, Mary's Mini is supposed to be boring and, like, that kind of stuff. And I was just like, boring? You're allowed condiments and seasonings and that kind of stuff. You can't do boring when you've got that. Like, you want to do boring, you eat plain baked potatoes for 10 days and then come back to me and tell me if you think that Mary's Mini is boring.
I mean, I think the point of Mary's Mini being boring is more so that that you're not, and I kind of struggled with this when we did do Mary's Mini. It's basically that you are, a lot of people are making these dishes, like when you make, like, the cheese sauce or whatever, that kind of really fancy stuff out of, yeah, it is made out of ingredients that are allowed on Mary's Mini, but you're manipulating them in such a way to make it more exciting, where I think just having, like, a plain baked potato with, like, ketchup or mustard or whatever, yeah, it's pretty boring.
And my argument is that ketchup and mustard aren't boring at all.
Well, you know.
Because they are complex condiments. They are.
Okay.
Salsa too. It's got, you know, the onion, cilantro, and usually there's, you know, salt or some type of spice involved, and then all of that. Not to mention, I mean, like, let's face it, you can eat a potato as long as you've got salt. That's perfectly fine. It's when you take away all the salt and all the condiments and all that kind of stuff that it really, really becomes something more difficult to do.
So we've gotten off on like a total Mary's Mini tangent here.
Totally true, but this is to be expected.
I think that the whole point of you even bringing up the Mary's Mini, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is just that I think after the video we put out yesterday, some people asked, you know, what's your plan? What are you doing to lose weight? And the truth is, we're not doing any special plan. We're not doing like a juice cleanse or like a crazy, like we're not doing anything weird. We're just going back to our roots of what we know has worked for our weight loss. And we've been doing so well over the last couple of months sticking to those roots that I don't think there's any reason for us to deviate from that.
Yeah. The only thing that I'm really adjusting is I'm not eating as many nuts as I was before. I was probably eating like twice the recommended amount of nuts and seeds that Dr. Furman actually suggested for the 6-week plan. So I'm going to do less for that, but I'm still going to try and do like the what is it, like 1 ounce or something of nuts?
Yeah, it's like one. You could probably do 1.5.
Yeah, one ounce or so, and then try and do some flaxseed with that as well. I you know have normally been eating my breakfast banana sandwich. I am no longer eating those right now. I am eating usually some broccoli or something like that in the morning. And then moving on after that, we're still doing kind of like our soups and salads or whatever it is that we happen to do after that. But that hasn't really changed. Our soups and salads have always been the same stuff no matter what. Breakfast is like the one thing that's there. And then, of course, I'm really, really restricting like the snackage that might happen, you know, because sometimes, you know, it'll get late or something. I'll be just like, okay, I'll grab a banana. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm like...
And you should probably avoid things like popcorn at the end of the night, that kind of stuff. I think,
darn, I was planning on making popcorn after this.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Thanks for mentioning that.
Killing your vibe.
Jeez.
I think that, personally, for you, I think the grains, because according to the 6-week plan, you're really only supposed to have like 1 cup of cooked whole grains or starchy vegetables per day.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you have kind of maybe struggled a little bit, having the 2 pieces of Ezekiel bread in the morning. Well, that's pretty much your whole allotment for the day, but I know you've had other stuff.
Well, even then, even the last few weeks, I cut back to 1 piece for breakfast and... all that, and I stopped using nut butters because we ran out of peanut butter from the peanut butter thing that you made all of those weeks ago. We finally ran out, so that should tell you how long that lasted. And I was using that almost every day, practically. Yeah. So, but yeah, I cut back. I cut back on the bread. I'm not using nut butters, and I'm trying to stick to, you know, the really low calorie stuff. And eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of greens, and I'm actually even limiting the amount of beans that I'm eating in a day, and that's not actually in the 6-week plan. The 6-week plan says that you can eat as many beans as you want. I'm trying to restrict it to like one, like what would be a whole can of beans in one day.
So what'll probably end up happening is during this next month, we'll kind of get into a pattern and we'll each be eating pretty much, you know, a very similar pattern each day. So Brian brought up a good point earlier today that maybe we should do another What We Eat in a Day video over on YouTube so that you guys can see during this month, this is kind of what we're eating for weight loss.
Yes, absolutely. But as I stated before, we aren't doing this one alone.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But also, wait.
Also, the title of this podcast would be completely different if we weren't doing it with other people.
But I did want to touch on some things that I'm going to be doing a bit differently.
Well, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So as far as my diet goes, doing it a bit differently, the only thing that I will say is I'm already doing just 2 meals a day, and that's been working really well for me. I've cut out breakfast. I just eat once at about 11:30 and then again at like 6 or 6:30. So I'll still be doing that, but usually maybe after lunch I would have, you know, like a Laura bar, which those things are, you know, pretty calorie dense.
Like 200 calories a pop, and they're not that big.
Yeah. So instead of doing that, I'll have like an apple or an orange or something, like some piece of fruit instead of that. And then the other thing that I'm doing is I'm definitely not going to be having my banana shake every single night. I'll probably try to do it maybe every like 3 nights or so, just to give myself a little treat, maybe once, twice a week. But kind of cutting back on those two, I think will help me as well to hit my 10-pound loss, which I'm still not really sure I can actually hit. I'm Right now, I am at 160. I think the lowest I've been in my adult life has been 158. So, like, I'm still not convinced that my body will let me go below that point because I've never been able to achieve it. And so if I can get to 150, this is going to be, like, a massive achievement for me.
Oh, yeah. The other thing that we are also doing before we get to our friends is we are trying to go out and just do more stuff. So, like, we are going out for walks. And we are, you know, I'm just trying to move around more. Like, when I'm in the kitchen, I'll just try to, like, move around and do more stuff and, you know, do some little dances or some random thing like that. Just to kind of keep the blood moving and keep those, keep the heart rate going. You know, I like that.
But Brian's been getting hardcore with the walking because the other day we were walking and he ended up way ahead of me, and I had to run to catch up to him. And he does not normally walk at a fast pace, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty easy when you pick the right song.
Well, you know.
If you're wondering, it was The Dig.
Oh, nice.
I know.
So, as far as the friends go, we do have some extra people joining us. So, I started having some conversations with a few different people and separately, and it just kind of made sense to invite them along and tell them, hey, you know what, we're doing this whole 10-pound thing, you're in a place where you know, are trying to get kind of yourself back on track, let's all kind of do this together. And we're not really throwing it out there as a challenge for everyone to join along. I know on the YouTube video we've had some comments of people definitely saying they want to join along, and we don't care. Maybe, you know, Brian, you can talk about this a little bit. We don't care if you do join along. We're not saying, like, you have to follow our diet or follow even plant-based. Like, whatever. What if you lose weight in a different method and that works for you?
Yeah. And it's not even necessarily the losing weight thing. It could just be something very simple, like trying to better yourself. You know, like going out and walking more or trying to achieve some other type of goal. But that's entirely up to you. There's not going to be like a weigh-in. There's no cash prize for, you know, getting it or any of that kind
there's
of stuff.
There's no like support group. You know.
Yeah, it's
Facebook
literally
group
just
or anything.
Self-motivation to get out there and accomplish a goal over the next month. And you know, I've stated on numerous times that I really, really don't like goals. And I'm sticking to that, but on this one, I kind of felt that it was necessary just because it is that nice round number, and I just want to hit that nice round number before we actually get to the end of 2 years and celebrate our big potato-iversary.
Oh, boy. So
is it potato-iversary or potato-versary?
I think it's potato-averse. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's potato-iversary.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to figure that one out.
So why don't we talk to some of our friends?
Yes. So we have to record this these interviews on Skype. So if you notice the mic changing and the sound being a little bit different, that is entirely why. But hopefully you guys will enjoy this. And let's get to these lovely, lovely friends of ours. And up first to join us on our merry band of adventurers to lose 10 pounds is the one and only, the legend, David Dushkin. David, how are you doing?
Excellent. How are you guys doing? It's great to be back.
We are doing fantastic. It is a lovely, right now, Sunday afternoon here in St. Louis. And we are just cruising along right now, getting stuff done, making some videos, working on some other stuff. And, of course, recording this great interview with you.
It's great to be here. I love it.
So you guys might remember David was on the show just a few weeks ago with Brian.
Yes, he was.
And if you haven't, whenever I'm on, I have to pitch everything because Brian's not good at pitching himself. So if you haven't listened to David and Brian doing their podcast, it was an absolute pleasure to listen to. They had a great conversation and I enjoyed it thoroughly myself. And I don't even like podcasts. So, you know it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to ask a couple of questions of you, David. We're asking these to everybody who's joining us in this little challenge. So it's not really a challenge. So it's a personal challenge. We're not competing
personal
against
challenge.
Each. We're not competing against each other. We're competing against ourselves.
100%.
So my first question is, give us a quick pitch about yourself. Who are you?
Who am I? I am your average... I'm a retired fireman. I'm 49. I live in Maryland, just outside of Baltimore. And I'm just an average guy who's been battling the weight loss pretty much forever. And I've been trying to go plant-based on and off for 12 years. And most recently, over the last year, I've truly found my groove and success with that. But I'm just an ordinary Joe who lives in Maryland.
Side note, you also have a great Facebook page called Making the Most of the Second Half, right?
I do. And almost all of my people on that page come from Crocs in the Kitchen.
No, that's not true. You had people before we ever found out about you.
Little bit. But I thank you for that. It's a lot of fun.
We were one of the original people on there, though. We've been there since the beginning, almost. Not quite, but pretty close.
Yes, we are mutual stalkers of each other.
Yes. So, okay, up next is, other than me just completely bullying you into this, why are you doing this 10-pound thing?
Really, it's about tightening the belts on my own eating habits. And I recently lost, over the last year since I retired from the fire department, I lost 70 pounds. And I got a friend request for my fitness pal, and I logged into that just to accept the friend request. I don't really pay attention to that much anymore. But I noticed that my last login weight was 243 point something. I don't remember exactly. And it motivated me to, or prompted me to go run to my bathroom, step on the scale just to see where I was at, because I don't weigh myself anymore. I haven't really worried about it. And my current weight as of yesterday was 259 something. And I didn't really notice or feel the weight gain. And I started at over 300 pounds. I got to 240. And 260, although it's not huge considering being stuck at home for the last 2 to 3 months, it was just a good reminder of, hey, you know, even though I'm vegan, that doesn't necessarily mean that you eat a healthy diet. And there's a lot of comfort food going on with chips and, you know, like Impossible Burgers and Beyond Burgers and that kind of thing. And it, for me, it was just a good reminder of, hey, let's tighten the belts. Let's go back to a more whole food, plant-based diet. And work on that. And I'm so that's it. And my wife is trying to lose some weight as well, and she's eating clean, and so she's jumping in on the challenge. And then by the two of us doing this, then that affects my now 11-year-old, who's also vegan, and we can kind of go from that, those transitional vegan foods, to more of a whole food plant-based diet for him.
All right, so last question. Aside from the physical aspect of losing 10 pounds, what do you hope to achieve over the next month? And then what do you hope to do after that?
A lot of what I hope to accomplish with this is, as you guys know, I'm a runner, and I have 3 50Ks, which is 31-mile runs coming up. So I really need to dial in my nutrition for that. And just overall dial in my nutrition and go more to that whole food, plant-based way of eating, which will help me physically and mentally, and of course, help my running. And after that, who knows, I'll be 50 next year, so there'll be some kind of crazy accomplishment. I'd like to go in, my birthday's in March, so I'd like to be like 200 pounds by the time I turn 50, and there'll be some epic running adventure involved. So this like little 10-pound 1 month thing is really the beginning of what I hope to accomplish over the next year. But really, it's just about, hey, let's tighten the belts, get a little bit healthier, clean up our diets, and go from there.
That is absolutely incredible. I am certainly looking forward to what you're going to do with that. But man, running those 50Ks, like my body just cringed when you said 50K. And then when you said three of them, it was just like, oh God, no.
I'm trying to do the math. How many miles is that?
50K is 31.07 or something like that. Exactly.
So that times three.
If you could see my face right now.
Yeah. And then there's plans. There's a world's largest turkey trot this Thanksgiving, and it's a run from Milwaukee to Chicago. So that's 100 miles. So that's in the works. And right now, I ran 11 miles this morning, and I'm doing a virtual run across Maryland, which is 310 miles. So I've really jumped off the deep end. And no one really knows that I have all this stuff happening, but now the whole world's going to know. But really, it just got ahead of me. And, you know, I've been stuck at home and I dream big, and now it's on. So the key to the whole thing is nutrition. So if I don't start that now, then it won't be a success. So,
well, if you're heading up to the Chicago area, you know, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump south of there. So, you know, why not come down and visit us for a little bit too?
Well, you know, that was part of the thinking too. So,
well, David, I absolutely am looking forward to seeing you accomplish this goal over the next month, and getting those 10 pounds lost and getting a little bit healthier and ready for your runs, as well as the rest of your family. Keep posting those videos of your son doing stuff. I'm rather enjoying it, of him doing the shot put, discus, and javelin and stuff like that. So
he loved you. I didn't know that you were a thrower, and I told him that you were a thrower, and he thought that was the coolest thing. I told him, and he ran and told my wife that, hey, you know, Brian Kroc, he was a thrower. He was super excited that you were a thrower.
Yeah. Like I said, when we talked before, I did shot put and discus when I was in high school. I wasn't extremely good at it, but I still did it anyway. And I never set records or anything of the sort, but it was still just a lot of fun for me to do and something for me to be involved in, and like that whole team sport thing. But I did learn quite a bit while doing it, because I love the physics aspect of it. I love the science of it. So
yeah. There is. I listened to it. There's a, the current world champion did a podcast, and it's all about the physics of throwing and the angle in which you release the implement and the speed and that whole thing. And I found it fascinating. Like, I haven't bothered Braden with all that stuff yet. Like, to him, it's to pick up heavy things and throw them far. But, you know, as the parent, it's really neat to see, like, the science of throwing and how much really is involved in that. And he just turned 11 and he started throwing at 6. So basically half his life he's been throwing stuff. So it's really part of his identity now, which is kind of cool to see as well.
Gotcha. All right. Well, David, you take care, and we will talk to you soon. And of course, we're going to have to do an update once we get done with the month and everything and see how everybody has done. So I'm looking forward to that.
Unless we've all failed, and then we'll just sort of like disappear. And
forget that it ever happened.
Yeah, I'll just delete my post where I mentioned it.
I'll just get rid of the podcast. And if anybody asks about it, you're like, no, that never happened. What
it's
are you talking
like
about?
That, it's like that little, I say GIF. Everyone else says GIF of Homer Simpson like disappearing into the bushes. Or just like backs into the bushes like.
I think we're going to rock this.
Yeah, I think we're going to do great.
It's going to be great to follow everyone. And there's a lot of other people, a lot of people on my page are joining in. So it will be nice to see kind of everyone's posts and what they eat and how they do it. It should be a lot of fun.
Yep. Yep. All right, David, we will talk to you shortly.
Look forward to it.
All right. Take care.
See ya.
And finally, rounding out the party, because every party needs a British man living in Germany, we have, of course, the great potato mage, Martin.
Hello, everyone.
It thundered on cue for your name.
Yeah, this guy was like, it's gone.
If anybody can hear that in the background, it has become a nice, lovely, thundery day here in St. Louis. So if you hear the thunder in the background, that is all it is. It's perfectly fine and natural. And we are perfectly safe right now. There are no tornadoes or anything.
Hooray.
Okay, Martin. So we're going to ask you the same three questions we've been asking all of our friends. So the first question is, give us a quick pitch about yourself. Who are you?
Okay, well, first off, I feel like I have to add that obviously the best supervillains are British anyway. So like perfectly timed thunder, not saying it wasn't me, not saying it was me either. So basically, I am a 33-year-old bloke from northeast of England. I moved to Germany about 2.5 years ago with my wife and my toddler. And I've actually got a very, very similar story with regards to going down whole foods plant-based as Brian and Jessica do, as you two do, which is, you know, I read Presto, and from there I sort of fell down a rabbit hole of watching videos and interviews. But instead of going down the nutritarian path, I went down the McDougal path, which basically is centered around eating starches like potatoes and rice and all that sort of thing.
Nice. That was very good. That was a nice little tight explanation of what you did.
Now, Martin has his own YouTube channel. If you guys haven't heard us talk about it a million times on our YouTube channel, Martin the Great Potato Mage. So we will link to that below so you guys can follow along with his journey.
Below what?
Below on the description.
In the description for the podcast that may or may not be below?
No, it will be.
You're not on YouTube now, Jessica.
Calm down. Anyway.
It'll be somewhere, I'm sure.
It'll be somewhere out there. Otherwise, just search for the Great Potato Mage on YouTube and you'll find Martin's face there. He has become a friend of ours. We've been friends with him for over a year now, actually. He was one of the first people who started watching our videos, and I think we were two of the first subscribers to his channel. We've been following along with him for a while. But my next question is, why are you doing this 10-pound thing, other than the fact that I bullied you into it?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Like, it's quite a difficult question if you take out that as a go-to answer. I mean, I need to get back on track. You're right about us sort of coming into it around about the same time. I actually started with just a day zero video. Like, I'm going to start this tomorrow. There we go. And I think that was, it was within about 2 weeks of you guys posting your first video. So you've been doing it about 2 years coming up. I've been doing it just over one, I think. So the difference is that all the progress that you guys have made, I had that, and then I let myself slip a little bit. This 10 pounds in a month thing is just me trying to get back on track. I started a year ago nearly 300 pounds. I managed to get myself down to like around 235. So just over 50 pounds lost. And then I let myself slip a little bit, and then another little bit, and then another little bit, and a little bit more. And now I find myself back at around about 270. And there's so much progress that's just gone down the drain because of excuses that I made to myself and just life happening and getting in the way of fixing things and getting back on track previously. So, yeah, I'm using this as a start afresh, basically.
Okay, and this would be a good time to mention that since Martin is in fact a British dude living in Berlin, and they don't use pounds over there. Well, in England they use money pounds, but anyway, as far as weight goes, it's all in kilograms. So
yeah,
I did the translation. 10 pounds is 4.536 kilos, Martin.
Oh, thank you.
Very.
I figured it was going to be around about like 4.8. So if I can lose like 5 kilos, I'm happy. Here in Europe, we use kilos. In England, we use an entirely different measurement system, actually, which is based on pounds. We use stone and pounds.
Oh yes.
Every 14 pounds is a stone. So you can be like 17 stone 12. And that makes perfect sense to a British person. If you give them kilos or just pounds, no one understands it.
So you don't have to lose quite a stone. So that's good. Okay. So my last question for you is, aside from the physical aspect of losing 10 pounds, what do you hope to achieve over the next month? And what do you hope to do after that?
Well, losing the weight is going to be important. I can't really get away from that, unfortunately. But I think what I'm going to use this as, like, my main goal is to prove to myself that I can actually get back on track. I'm in a position where I know what I need to do to lose the weight. I have literal, actual video evidence of how to do it because I already did it and put all those videos up. And in all of those, I have like pictures of what I ate and descriptions of what I ate and cooked in order to lose all of it steadily. So if I can get back into that normality of eating in the whole foods plant-based way, eating in this certain way, cooking certain things, even if currently I'm so demotivated because I've hit that low and then come all the way back up through setbacks and, you know, unintentional or not self-sabotage, then I'll call that a win. I'll call that a massive, massive win for myself.
That sounds good. I like that. You know, I mean, I know you've been struggling with it, and I know you've had the slip-ups and stuff, and you've gained a bit of the weight back. But I have faith in you. I know you can do it because you've done it before. You can do it again, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing what you are going to accomplish with this and how this sort of can propel you forward after that. Because I really want to see you succeed. I'm you know me, you know Jessica. We are your biggest fans. We are your biggest cheering section. Well, Jessica's more of a bully, and I'm more of a cheerleader. But
hey.
Jessica's like, I'm going to beat you into submission. And I'm like, come on, Martin, you can do it.
What's the enforced motivation? That's it. The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Hey.
But I think this is all sort of it's a great thing for us to all kind of do and get ourselves to whatever it is the goal is that we all have. And I think this will be fantastic.
No, yeah, absolutely. Any progress is good progress, right? So
that is very true. Very true. Well, Martin, thank you very much. I know it is quite late for you there where you are. And I know you'll still be up for a few more hours probably. But that's just the way that you are. I know because I'm the same way too. thank you very much for coming on and talking with us. And of course, we will be catching up with you later down in the month whenever we get to June 22nd. Okay?
No, absolutely. Thanks very much for having me on. Really happy to appear.
Well, take care, Martin.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks. Bye.
So thank you very much to David and Martin. We were going to have a third person on who is going to be joining us for this, hopefully, but unfortunately, they could not get on for the interview, so we'll have to check in with them, hopefully, when we get to the end of the month, and we can kind of get an update from everybody on how they did. But all good thoughts and vibes goes out to our friend who is in South Carolina. But thank you very much to everyone who came on, and we are, like I've stated numerous times now, we are absolutely looking forward to seeing how this all plays out over the next month. I am really looking forward to losing these next 10 pounds. Sorry, I had to swallow there for a second. Jessica, I know, is really looking forward to getting down into that, 50 range? Is that what she said, or below 150?
Down to 150.
Down to 150. And hopefully everybody else achieves their goals. All of you out there who are joining along with us, like we said, we're not asking anybody to actively participate in this. But if you are, we really do truly hope that you guys accomplish your goals as well. But I think that we should probably bring this show to a close. So, you know what? I think we've lost enough for this one. Enough time and effort. I still got to edit this thing and post it, so I'll just end it right here and say bye.
Bye.